Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatra Pada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatra Pada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatra Pada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also will see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Now I come to the 11th sign of Aquarius Navamsha. Ruled by Rahu, so think everything Rahu here, everything about irregularity, everything about magic. If Mars does things with logic, Rahu does things with magic. It does not follow rules. Any planet here, even your Amartya Karaka, will not follow rules. If Saturn is here, you will not follow rules at work. It's opposition to rules. They want to do it their own way, unconventional way. Aquarius is very unconventional. It never works on rules. So whichever planet goes here is not going to follow the rules of that planet. That's why there are sudden changes, sudden ups and downs. There is irregularity here. There is sort of cheating here, always trying to find shortcuts to do the work, to make sure that they reach the goals very quickly. They want quick results because Rahu is a sign of quick changes. They will try to gain the upper hand by trying to find out shortcuts. They always believe in magic. If Aquarius is in your ascendant, in your Navamsha, think you will always believe in magical things happening in your life. Deep down, you will have that personality. Aquarius Navamsha in the ascendant, you'll carry that magical energy all through your life. That something great will happen. Something great will happen with magic, not logic. It can never explain to you. You do not want to explain to animals what you are doing and what you are feeling. Because Aquarius is a dark sign. Rahu is a dark planet, so to speak. So random decisions in life will happen. If something makes you bored, you want to change everything quickly, leave everything and say, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something else. That's Aquarius Navamsha. In your internal self, where you'll bring it to external world will depend upon the natal, isn't it? So this becomes a focus of your life. I want this. I wish this and this should be fulfilled by magic. I want to see quick results. If you want to see which is the thing that disturbs my daily routine, it's the planet sitting in Aquarius Navamsha. It can also bring unimaginable results in your life, unimaginable wealth, unimaginable partnerships, intimate partnerships, that kind of thing. Funny thing about this is people will abuse you at work. Okay, if especially Amartya Karaka is sitting here, you might face abuse at work. It will go hand in hand with any planet sitting in Aquarius Navamsha. Creates a sort of magnetism. Here's a funny thing for you. Camera is Aquarius. YouTube is Aquarius. Mirrors are Rahu. So be careful where you place mirrors in your life. Aquarius has the quality. This is the only Navamsha which has the quality that it can reverse things by magic. If things are going bad, it can reverse in a second. It can give you things which you have not even imagined. This is a magical sign. Promises will be broken here. Any planet in Aquarius has a demand. I am entitled to this. I deserve this. Okay? And that promise is broken. Simply go to the story of Rahu. He was never given the nectar. He was felt entitled to claiming it. Same energy is carried in Aquarius Navamsha. Something is never complete in that house. If it's your Mars, maybe your home is not complete. Always remember, any planet going in that sound will have something incomplete. You're trying to complete it through life. There's always something left. Incompleteness. with regard to planet signification. The 10th Lord from D1 here could make astrologers, mystics, occult studies, research-oriented jobs, networking with people, social networks like YouTube, and there can be cheating in that profession, and they might get sudden highs and lows in career. Now let's see some generalities of planets, then we'll get into specifics. Saturn in Aquarius is focused on his karma, will be obsessed about having many kinds of shoes, showing off shoes, because Saturn is a karaka of shoes. May have very abusive subordinates at work. Mercury here might have tendency to write short stories, short scribbling. May be working with kids, making contracts of all kinds in a cheating kind of way, like forging signature on checks, for example. Compulsive behaviors to get away from phone. They might have compulsive behaviors. These are the people who will hold phones for a very long time. Mars here becomes focused on personality, body, lands and brothers, the karaka of Mars. New opportunity will arise to make money in this dasha period for Mars. They might change the land, they might move away from the land. Aquarius has also traveled to foreign lands since Rahu is a karaka of foreign things. So get a new land somewhere away from your hometown. Moon here might make food bloggers on Instagram, for example. Aquarius loves camera, loves to show off their food. People who keep taking pictures of food from restaurants and posting it on Instagram, many of them could have Aquarius in their Navamsha. Interior decoration of home as a profession could be one thing. They love food of other cultures. Remember Rahu, foreign countries, other than native land. They are the fine dining fans. Aquarius loves magic, remember? Venus here, the whole life pattern is now dependent on Venus. Money, relationship, your salaries. They keep thinking about it. They keep over-obsessing about how to quickly make money, quickly have relationships. So they get into relationships and they will leave. Jupiter gets troubled because whenever you want to go out, there will be conditions of moral dilemma and ethical responsibility. Jupiter is confused here. Jupiter says, I want to do the right thing. Aquarius wants things magically and fast, doing all kinds of cheating and immoral stuff. So it's a conflict of interest. Sun here will not go by the rules. We'll have bad bosses, for example. So do not trust your boss. The moment you trust, you will be betrayed. These are the funny kinds of things in Aquarius. Take the energy of Aquarius and apply it everywhere. Now let's study some details.
Saturn as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Saturn. When Saturn is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in discipline, responsibility, persistence, and long-term service. Saturn thrives in environments where structure, rules, and endurance are necessary. It provides the ability to manage scarcity, work through obstacles, and create stability in professions that demand patience and resilience. Saturn's drive in Aquarius Navamsha. When Saturn as a Amatya Karaka occupies Aquarius Navamsha, its discipline and endurance enter a domain of irregularity, unpredictability, and sudden reversals. The professional drive becomes about navigating instability, networking with diverse groups, and applying discipline in environments where rules constantly shift, duty in irregular structures. Saturn's seriousness and rule-based orientation clashes with Aquarius's disregard for order. This creates a drive to bring stability to unstable systems, often working in chaotic environments, technology, research, collective movements, or crisis-driven jobs. The inner drive is to organize irregularity, using discipline to master unpredictability. Challenge of sudden reversals. Aquarius Navamsha brings broken promises, abrupt changes, and sudden highs and lows. Saturn here may feel its persistence is undermined, producing frustration, cynicism, or periods of stagnation. Professional life may repeatedly be disrupted by unexpected events, forcing adaptive resilience. Professions rooted in collective systems and networking. Likely careers include research, astrology, occult sciences, HR, management of large organizations, or work with uncharted territories. Saturn in Aquarius favors professions tied to collective causes, irregular environments, or reformist work, where persistence is applied to evolving, unstable systems. Shadow expression, becoming overly rigid in chaotic environments, alienating peers. Exhaustion from repeated instability and broken expectations. Cynicism or fatalism when discipline seems unrewarded by sudden reversals. 3. House placement modifiers. Ascendant context. Aquarius as 6th house, Cancer ascendant. Saturn Amatya Karaka pushes service in chaotic or reformist daily work, careers in conflict resolution, labor rights, or unconventional healthcare. Aquarius as 10th house, Taurus recognition comes through reform, large organizations, or technology. Career tied to authority in unstable but innovative environments. Aquarius as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant, drive focused on family, speech, and wealth with karmic instability, finance, networking, or resource management prone to sudden reversals. #4, integrated expression Saturn as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius. Navamsha creates an internal drive to discipline irregularity, stabilize chaos, and serve collective networks through persistence. The karmic task is to embrace instability as a teacher, learning adaptability while still applying Saturn's endurance. This placement produces reformers, administrators, and system builders who work in unpredictable terrains, slowly constructing stability out of volatility, even when promises are broken or recognition comes late. Sun as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Sun. When the sun is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in authority, recognition, leadership, and the pursuit of integrity. The sun thrives in visible roles where purpose and ethical responsibility are central. It seeks to illuminate, guide, and establish identity through professional contribution. Its shadow may manifest as pride, egoism, or misuse of power. #2, Sun's drive in Aquarius Navamsha. When the sun, as Amatya Karaka, occupies Aquarius Navamsha, its radiant leadership enters a realm of irregularity, unpredictability, and broken promises. The professional drive becomes centered on unconventional leadership, sudden shifts in recognition, and guiding diverse groups through unstable or reformist settings. Unconventional leadership and reformist vision. The sun's authority here manifests not in traditional command, but in guiding chaotic systems, reform movements, or large collective environments. Leadership may be unconventional, relying on charisma, sudden inspiration, or unexpected opportunities. The drive pushes toward breaking old hierarchies and embodying leadership in unpredictable contexts. Challenge of instability and recognition. Aquarius Navamsha makes authority fragile. Promises are broken. Sudden highs and lows define career recognition. The sun may feel undervalued or unstable in leadership, producing frustration or overcompensation through pride or ego-driven assertion of authority. Professions rooted in reform, collective leadership, or unconventional authority. Careers may involve politics, technology, research, occult studies, or leadership in organizations with fluctuating structures. The sun in Aquarius favors leaders who thrive in irregular environments, where adaptability, vision, and magnetism guide large groups despite instability. Shadow expression, ego inflated by sudden highs, deflated by abrupt losses of recognition, misuse of charisma in unstable environments, leading to scandals, frustration with lack of consistency in leadership roles, creating withdrawal or authoritarian assertion. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Aquarius as 6th house, Cancer ascendant. Sun Amatya Karaka drives leadership in service or conflict resolution. Career tied to reformist law, healthcare, or labor rights with unstable recognition. Aquarius as 10th house, Taurus ascendant. Public recognition in reformist, unconventional, or technological domains. Authority tied to innovation and adaptability in unstable environments. Aquarius as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant. Leadership tied to finance, speech, or family obligations. Careers in taxation, advisory roles, or wealth management prone to sudden gains and losses. 4. Integrated expression. Sun as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius. Navamsha creates an internal drive to embody unconventional leadership, guiding reform and collective transformation amid instability. The karmic task is to accept broken promises and sudden reversals as part of destiny while maintaining integrity and purpose. This placement produces reformist leaders, visionaries, and innovators who succeed when they lead with adaptability, using unpredictability as a stage for authentic authority rather than a threat to pride. Nirshtesh, Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Mercury. When Mercury is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in intellect, adaptability, communication, trade, and analytical skill. It thrives in professions that involve writing, negotiation, teaching, business, and problem solving. Mercury as AMK seeks to connect ideas, systems, and people. Its shadow can manifest as restlessness, duplicity, or manipulative speech. Hadra 2. Mercury's drive in Aquarius Navamsha. When Mercury as Amatya Karaka occupies Aquarius Navamsha, its quick intellect and adaptability enter an irregular, unpredictable, and non-rule-bound environment. The professional drive becomes tied to innovation, experimentation, and networking, but with sudden highs and lows in communication or career outcomes. Innovation in communication and ideas. Mercury's analytical and communicative powers become unconventional here, producing drive toward new technologies, unique trade systems, or original modes of dialogue. The inner push is to find shortcuts in speech, learning, or negotiation, always experimenting with different ways to achieve goals. Challenge of instability and broken promises. Aquarius's irregularity disrupts Mercury's need for consistency. This creates unpredictability in contracts, negotiations, or intellectual pursuits. Promises in business or partnerships may often be broken, leading to instability in professional trust and recognition. Professions rooted in innovation, research, and networking. Likely careers include technology, media, astrology, occult studies, research, or finance, especially in areas tied to networking, data, and rapid change. Mercury in Aquarius favors professions where intellectual agility is used in unstable or futuristic settings. Shadow expression, deceptive communication, exploiting irregularity for personal advantage, gossip, duplicity, or restlessness leading to lack of trust, inconsistent career path, shifting professions, or breaking commitments. 3. House placement modifiers. Ascendant context. Aquarius as 6th house, Cancer ascendant. Mercury Amatya Karaka drives service through communication, law, or negotiation. Careers tied to irregular work environments or problem solving in collective causes. Aquarius as 10th house, Taurus ascendant. Public recognition in media, technology, or networking. Career built on innovation and adaptability, but prone to sudden highs and lows. Aquarius as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant, speech and finance tied to instability, careers in accounting, finance, or advisory roles with irregular gains and losses. 4. Integrated expression. Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha creates an internal drive to innovate in communication, adapt to irregular environments, and build networks that thrive on unpredictability. The karmic task is to channel flexibility without losing integrity, ensuring ideas serve collective growth rather than scattered self-interest. This placement produces reformist communicators, innovators, and intellectual explorers who succeed when they embrace instability as fuel for original expression. Venus as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Venus. When Venus is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in harmony, beauty, wealth, and the art of relationships. Venus thrives in careers involving aesthetics, diplomacy, finance, creativity, and social connection. Its highest aim is to balance values and foster prosperity, while its shadow may show indulgence, vanity, or dependency. 2. Venus's drive in Aquarius Navamsha. When Venus as Amatya Karaka occupies Aquarius Navamsha, its natural refinement and charm merge with Aquarius's irregularity, unpredictability, and sudden shifts. The professional drive becomes focused on unconventional relationships, networking, and creative ventures that break away from tradition. Unconventional values and relationships. Venus here seeks freedom from rigid norms, creating a drive toward relationships, art, or financial systems that defy convention. The internal motivation is to find harmony through experimentation, new age ideals, or sudden reinventions of value systems. Challenge of broken promises and instability. Aquarius Navamsha often disrupts Venus's need for consistency in love, finance, or aesthetics. Partnerships may see sudden highs and lows, while financial ventures experience unexpected reversals. The drive to charm or connect can lead to disappointment if promises remain incomplete. Professions rooted in creativity, diplomacy, and networking. Likely careers include fashion, arts, media, technology, finance, or advisory roles in collective networks. Venus in Aquarius favors jobs tied to social causes, humanitarian work, or unconventional wealth-building strategies that thrive on irregularity. Shadow expression, unstable or scandal-prone relationships due to sudden reversals, misuse of charm or beauty in manipulative, opportunistic ways, restlessness in career, abandoning stable roles for excitement or novelty. 3. House placement fires ascendant context. Aquarius as 6th house, Cancer ascendant, Venus Amatya Karaka drives service through diplomacy, law, or healthcare aesthetics. Professional instability in partnerships or service contracts. Aquarius as 10th house, Taurus ascendant, public recognition in arts, diplomacy, finance, or social reform. Career tied to collective causes, but marked by sudden reversals of fame and fortune. Aquarius as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant, focus on family wealth and speech. Careers in finance, banking, or art with karmic instability and resources. Hat 4, integrated expression. Venus as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius, Navamsha creates an internal drive to build harmony, beauty, and prosperity in unconventional, unpredictable ways. The karmic lesson is to navigate broken promises and sudden reversals without losing sight of true values. This placement produces reformist artists, diplomats, and wealth creators who succeed when they embrace unpredictability as a stage for unique expressions of love, value, and social creativity. Moon as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Moon when the moon is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in emotional connection, adaptability, nurturing, and service to the collective. It thrives in careers tied to psychology, hospitality, public care, and guiding others through sensitivity and adaptability. Its shadow may show dependency, moodiness, or inconsistency in direction. Hatu, Moon's drive in Aquarius Navamsha. When the moon as Amatya Karaka occupies Aquarius Navamsha, its emotional, adaptive nature is filtered through irregularity, unpredictability, and sudden changes. The professional drive becomes tied to emotional experimentation, sudden shifts in work roles, and an unusual connection with collective or humanitarian environments. Emotional adaptability in irregular settings. The moon here learns to care in unstable circumstances, serving people within unpredictable systems such as research, humanitarian work, or large collective causes. The internal drive is to nurture despite chaos, showing emotional resilience in irregular environments. Challenge of broken promises and emotional instability. Aquarius Navamsha disrupts the moon's need for stability. Professional life may feel like a cycle of sudden highs and lows, leading to disappointment in relationships, partnerships, or collective trust. Emotional volatility can spill into professional roles, making the individual feel unsupported or misunderstood. Professions, rooted in collective care and networking. Likely careers include HR, public administration, psychology, media, social activism, or networking roles. The moon in Aquarius also supports research in occult, astrology, or group-oriented healing work, where nurturing is expressed in unconventional ways. Shadow expression, emotional instability undermining consistency in leadership or care roles. Seeking comfort through irregular or unreliable relationships. Overdependence on magical expectations rather than practical effort. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Aquarius as 6th house, Cancer ascendant. Moon Amatya Karaka drives nurturing through daily service, conflict resolution, or healthcare. Emotional instability creates challenges in teamwork or service contracts. Aquarius as 10th house, Taurus ascendant. Recognition comes through public care, humanitarian leadership, or media roles, though career is marked by sudden reversals. Aquarius as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant, drive tied to family wealth, speech, and values. Careers in food, public speaking, or resource management may face instability and emotional burdens. Integrated expression moon as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha creates an internal drive to nurture and guide others within unstable, unpredictable collective environments. The karmic task is to stabilize emotions amid chaos and avoid dependency on broken promises. This placement produces healers, activists, and caregivers who thrive when they balance emotional adaptability with resilience, offering care even when the ground beneath is constantly shifting. Mars as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Mars, when Mars is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in initiative, courage, technical ability, and decisive action. It thrives in careers that demand leadership, competition, problem solving, and persistence in overcoming obstacles. Its shadow may manifest as aggression, restlessness, or destructive competitiveness. Part 2, Mars's drive in Aquarius Navamsha. When Mars as a Matya Karaka occupies Aquarius Navamsha, its fiery, action-oriented drive is filtered through Aquarius's irregularity, unpredictability, and collective focus. The professional identity becomes tied to unconventional action, reformist movements, or sudden confrontations in unstable environments. Action through irregularity and reform. Mars here channels its initiative into unpredictable, reformist, or humanitarian contexts. The drive is to fight for collective causes, build unconventional systems, or challenge outdated norms. Action is often sudden, disruptive, and directed toward innovation. Challenge of broken promises and instability. Aquarius Navamsha brings volatility, creating inconsistency in Mars's natural discipline. Professional life may involve repeated disruptions, unfinished projects, or sudden conflicts that undermine stability. The individual may feel caught between courageous initiative and the chaos of instability. Professions, rooted in reform, technology, and collective action. Likely careers include technology, politics, engineering, military strategy, activism, or crisis management. Mars in Aquarius thrives in reformist or revolutionary professions, where action reshapes unstable systems into stronger collective structures. Shadow expression. Aggressive rebellion in unstable environments, leading to scandals, restlessness and inability to complete projects, misuse of courage in opportunistic or erratic ways. Hammerata 3, house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Aquarius as sixth house, Cancer ascendant, Mars Amara Karaka drives action in service, conflict resolution, or healthcare. Work involves irregular battles, legal disputes, labor rights, or technical problem solving. Aquarius as 10th house, Taurus ascendant, strong public authority through reformist or unconventional leadership. Careers in politics, activism, or technology, though recognition comes with sudden reversals. Aquarius as second house, Sagittarius ascendant, drive tied to speech, wealth, and family duties. Professions in finance, taxation, or resource management may face instability and sudden gains, losses. Hana 4. Integrated expression Mars as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha creates an internal drive to act decisively in unstable, reform-oriented environments. The karmic lesson is to channel courage constructively, avoiding erratic aggression or unfinished ventures. This placement produces reformers, strategists, and activists who succeed when they balance Mars' initiative with patience, transforming chaos into structured innovation for the collective. Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Aquarius Navamsha 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Jupiter. When Jupiter is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in wisdom, teaching, ethics, law, and advisory roles. It thrives in professions tied to education, policymaking, spirituality, and guiding others toward justice and higher understanding. Its shadow can manifest as dogmatism, excessive moralizing, or impractical idealism. 2. Jupiter's drive in Aquarius Navamsha. When Jupiter as Amatya Karaka occupies Aquarius Navamsha, its expansive wisdom and ethical focus are filtered through Aquarius's irregularity, unpredictability, and collective experimentation. The professional drive becomes about guiding groups in unconventional ways, blending wisdom with reform, but recognition often comes erratically or through broken promises. Wisdom applied in unconventional systems. Jupiter here channels its teaching ability into reformist or futuristic domains. Law, science, technology, occult, or humanitarian causes. The inner drive is to expand knowledge in unpredictable environments, serving as a bridge between tradition and innovation. Challenge of instability and inconsistent recognition. Aquarius Navamsha destabilizes Jupiter's steady guidance. The native may experience repeated reversals in advisory roles, positions of teaching, or law. Promises of authority or recognition may break suddenly, producing disillusionment or cynicism. Professions rooted in teaching, reform, and collective guidance. Likely careers include law, philosophy, education, policy, or research in technology and the occult. Jupiter in Aquarius also favors roles in reform movements or collective organizations where wisdom is applied to irregular environments. Shadow expression, preaching inconsistent or impractical ideals, losing faith due to repeated professional setbacks, using wisdom manipulatively in chaotic environments, leading to mistrust. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context, Aquarius a sixth house, Cancer ascendant, Jupiter Amartya Karaka drives service in law, healthcare, or education, often through irregular or reformist systems, strong karmic duty in resolving collective conflicts. Aquarius as 10th house, Taurus ascendant, public recognition in law, education, or governance. Career linked to collective guidance, though success may come with sudden reversals. Aquarius as 2nd house, Sagittarius ascendant, focus on finance, family values, and speech. Careers in banking, taxation, or advisory roles, often marked by unstable resources and shifting responsibilities. 4. Integrated expression Jupiter as Amartya Karaka in Aquarius. Navamsha creates an internal drive to guide collective reform, applying wisdom in irregular or futuristic contexts. The karmic task is to balance tradition with innovation, maintaining faith amid unpredictability. This placement produces reformist teachers, philosophers, and advisors who succeed when they embrace instability as part of their path, turning unpredictability into a platform for progressive wisdom. Rahu and Ketu influences on Amartya Karaka planets in Aquarius Navamsha. Rahu influence. In Aquarius Navamsha, Rahu intensifies irregularity, reform, and collective experimentation, but bends them toward opportunism, manipulation, and chaos. The professional drive becomes tied to unconventional networks, futuristic ambitions, or reformist causes, often pursued with hidden agendas. Creates manipulative reformism, appearing as a visionary or humanitarian while secretly exploiting instability for personal gain. Accusations of hypocrisy, false promises, or misuse of collective trust frequently arise. Adds cunning unpredictability. Rahu amplifies Aquarius's innovative energy but distorts it into opportunistic shortcuts, deceptive alliances, or unstable leadership. Weakens accountability. Projects ideals of reform and fairness outwardly, but avoids responsibility when instability leads to collapse. In leadership teaching roles, Sun, Jupiter, Amartya Karaka, Rahu generates suspicion of using reformist ideals for vanity or hidden ambition. In communicative relationship roles, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Amartya Karaka, Rahu twists emotional or intellectual influence into manipulation, scandals, or unreliable relationships. Ketu influence in Aquarius Navamsha. Ketu withdraws from collective duties, social reform, and irregular systems, producing detachment in professional life. The professional persona may appear aloof, uncooperative, or absent in humanitarian or group-oriented roles, despite carrying internal unrest. Produces withdrawal from collective obligations, avoiding reformist responsibilities, or failing to engage in group duties. Creates reluctance to manage instability, appearing uninvolved in the very causes one is karmically tied to. With Moon, Mercury, or Venus as Amartya Karaka, Ketu produces detachment in emotional, intellectual, or relational engagements, making the person seem cold or unreachable. With Sun or Jupiter as Amartya Karaka, Ketu creates a withdrawn leader or advisor, blamed for failing to inspire or guide collective transformation. Can cause stagnation in reformist or futuristic professions, avoiding innovation or refusing to adapt. Reputation often marked by aloof reformer, someone who holds potential for change but seems absent in execution. Planet-specific Rahu-Ketu playouts in Aquarius Navamsha. Saturn plus Rahu, manipulative reformer, uses discipline to control collective causes, blamed for creating oppressive structures masked as progress. Saturn plus Ketu withdraws from reformist duties, appears rigid, uninspiring, or absent in collective service. Mercury plus Rahu, cunning communicator, manipulates innovation, media, or negotiations for opportunistic gain. Scandals tied to propaganda or deceptive contracts. Mercury plus Ketu, silent or detached thinker, blamed for poor communication or absence in reformist dialogue. Mars Rahu, aggressive reformist, disruptive activist, or political opportunist. Scandals through sudden, reckless actions in collective movements. Mars plus Ketu, passive-aggressive fighter, avoids decisive action in crises, blamed for negligence or cowardice in reformist struggles. Moon plus Rahu, emotional manipulator of masses, sympathy-seeking in reformist roles, but unstable and scandal-prone in collective care. Moon plus Ketu, emotionally detached from humanitarian duty, appears cold, withdrawn, or absent in nurturing public causes. Venus plus Rahu, scandals in relationships, wealth, or aesthetics tied to reformist or humanitarian fronts. Misuse of charm in social movements. Venus of Ketu, detached from love and prosperity in collective contexts, blamed for broken unions or absence in social diplomacy. Jupiter's Rahu, false reform guru, manipulates collective ideals or futuristic wisdom for power, accused of misleading through inflated ideology. Jupiter's Ketu, withdrawn advisor, aloof or uninspiring in reformist leadership, failing to apply wisdom in unstable systems. Sun plus Rahu, inflated reformist authority, manipulates collective ideals for vanity or personal power, accused of hypocrisy. Sun plus Ketu, detached leader, uninspiring or absent in collective roles, blamed for failing to embody reformist authority.